The morning of the match dawned bright and cold. When Harry awoke, he looked around at Ron's bed and saw him sitting bolt upright, his arms around his knees, staring fixedly into space. "You all right?" said Harry. Ron nodded but did not speak. Harry was reminded forcibly of the time that Ron had accidentally put a slug-vomiting charm on himself. He looked just as pale and sweaty as he had done then, not to mention as reluctant to open his mouth.
"You just need some breakfast," Harry said bracingly. "Come on."
The Great Hall was filling up fast when they arrived, the talk louder and the mood more exuberant than usual. As they passed the Slytherin table, there was an upsurge of noise. Harry looked around and saw that nearly everyone there was wearing, in addition to the usual green and silver scarves and hats, silver badges in the shape of what seemed to be crowns. For some reason, many of them waved at Ron, laughing uproariously. Harry tried to see what was written on the badges as he walked by, but he was too concerned to get Ron past their table quickly to linger long enough to read them. They received a rousing welcome at the Gryffindor table, where everyone was wearing red and gold. But far from raising Ron's spirits, the cheers seemed to sap the last of his morale. He collapsed onto the nearest bench, looking as though he were facing his final meal.
"I must have been mental to do this," he said in a croaky whisper. "Mental."
"Don't be thick," said Harry firmly, passing him a choice of cereals.
"You're going to be fine. It's normal to be nervous." "I'm rubbish," croaked Ron. "I'm lousy. I can't play to save my life. What was I thinking?"
"Get a grip," said Harry sternly. "Look at that save you made with your foot the other day. Even Fred and George said it was brilliant." Ron turned a tortured face to Harry.
"That was an accident," he whispered miserably. "I didn't mean to do it. I slipped off my broom when none of you were looking, and I was trying to get back on, and I kicked the quaffle by accident."
"Well," said Harry, recovering quickly from this unpleasant surprise, "a few more accidents like that and the game's in the bag, isn't it?" Hermione and Ginny sat down opposite them, wearing red and gold scarves, gloves and rosettes.
"How are you feeling?"
Ginny asked Ron, who was now staring into the dregs of milk at the bottom of his empty cereal bowl, as though seriously considering attempting to drown himself in them.
"He's just nervous," said Harry. "Well, that's a good sign. I never feel you perform as well in exams if you're not a bit nervous," said Hermione heartily.
"Hello,"
said a vague and dreamy voice from behind them. Harry looked up. Luna Lovegood had drifted over from the Ravenclaw table. Many people were staring at her and a few openly laughing and pointing. She had managed to procure a hat shaped like a life-size lion's head, which was perched precariously on her head.
"I'm supporting Gryffindor,"
said Luna, pointing unnecessarily at her hat.
"Look what it does."
She reached up and tapped the hat with her wand. It opened its mouth wide and gave an extremely realistic roar that made everyone in the vicinity jump.
"It's good, isn't it?"
said Luna happily.
"I wanted to have it chewing up a serpent to represent Slytherin, you know, but there wasn't time. Anyway, good luck, Ronald."
She drifted away. They had not quite recovered from the shock of Luna's hat before Angelina came hurrying toward them, accompanied by Katie and Alicia, whose eyebrows had mercifully been returned to normal by Madame Pomfrey.
"When you're ready," she said, "we're going to go straight down to the pitch, check out conditions and change."
"We'll be there in a bit," Harry assured her. "Ron's just got to have some breakfast." It became clear after 10 minutes, however, that Ron was not capable of eating anything more, and Harry thought it best to get him down to the changing rooms. As they rose from the table, Hermione got up too, and taking Harry's arm, she drew him to one side.
"Don't let Ron see what's on those Slytherin's badges," she whispered urgently.
Harry looked questioningly at her, but she shook her head warningly. Ron had just ambled over to them, looking lost and desperate.
"Good luck, Ron,"
said Hermione, standing on tiptoe and kissing him on the cheek.
"And you, Harry?"
Ron seemed to come to himself slightly as they walked back across the Great Hall. He touched the spot on his face where Hermione had kissed him, looking puzzled, as though he was not quite sure what had just happened. He seemed too distracted to notice much around him, but Harry cast a curious glance at the crown-shaped badges as they passed the Slytherin table, and this time he made out the words etched onto them. Weasley is our king. With an unpleasant feeling that this could mean nothing good, he hurried Ron across the entrance hall, down the stone steps, and out into the icy air.